me psychoanalyze you. You're stupid. I need to have negative thoughts to keep me safe from the saber-toothed tiger that's gonna pop out and eat me as soon as I step out of my cave. Humans were pretty fucked up, but there's beauty in that imperfection. Hello, hello. What is up, Floodsters? Welcome back. It's another day. It's another motherfucking day here in Boulder, Colorado, coming to you once again from Basement Studio. I'm trying to keep the kitty quiet, and I'm trying to keep him off my computer, because he loves to walk on the fucking computer. Now, he's not the noisiest cat ever, as far as like meowing a lot. I don't know if you know, but Siamese are considered like a very talkative cat, and he doesn't meow that much, but he makes all these little whiny, chirpy noises under his breath all the time. It's cute. He's like a little baby bird. He's like under his breath when he's like trying to communicate something. And yeah, he's right here with me, and I'm trying to keep him from making those noises. Anyway, it's been quite a journey in the cat family lately. Cheeky, the adult Siamese, and Yomi, the baby, are getting along really well. Mostly, although Yomi did scratch Cheeky in the eye a couple days ago because they play like really fucking rough. And since Yomi has been on antibiotics and recovered from his respiratory infection, he has been like a fucking little ball of energy, like flying around the room, claws out, and yeah, it's wild. You forget how much energy kittens fucking have. I don't even know if he's as naughty as Cheeky was, but he's pretty naughty. You know, mostly with the claws. He, like, the claws are out all the time. He, like, jumps on your shoulder and jumps on you, claws out. And if you have any strings hanging on you, then you're bound to be scratched. And sometimes he really pisses Alex off when Alex is meditating or on the computer and Yomi is jumping on him. He gets really PO'd. And he doesn't have, like, the most patience. My mind keeps going lately, like, in this direction of considering how much patience we both don't have just for a little animal. Can you imagine if this was a child? And also, like, I get up early and let the kitty out and he makes noise and Alex gets super PO'd. And it's like, yeah, if this was a baby, you'd probably be getting up at 6 a.m. with me too. But, yeah, you know, this kid thing I talk about all the time, but yesterday it came up again in conversation with Alex, and I was like, you know, living with the reality that we are probably not going to have kids, holding that in my soul for the last couple of months, I feel pretty fucking good about it. And I keep finding ways to like validate this decision because I don't know. It's not the popular decision that most people make. You know, more people probably have kids than don't have kids. And, you know, whenever I hear a woman talk about being child-free by choice, or I hear about people who are parents struggling, I'm like, yeah, okay, this validates my choice. Because the world at large is telling you that you might be making a mistake, that you're missing out, etc. And that's just the general sentiment out there. And I just feel fucking lucky that I'm like living in a culture and a place where I don't have to, you know, that it's not like something I have to do for the sake of my parents or for the sake of society or because I don't want to be a spinster. So yeah, you know, and I've been living pretty good with this reality and thinking a lot about how to make my life more fulfilling and the things that I do want to do if I'm not going to have kids. And besides that, I just want to say that I am in what I'm calling my fledgling era. Now, if you don't know what a fledgling is, it's a baby bird. You know, when it leaves the nest and it's learning how to fly, that's what I'm in right now. Metaphorically speaking, I'm still living at home with my dad, but I feel like in a lot of ways, I'm like, you know, moving closer to this being an adult thing that I've heard about. Yeah, and it's manifesting in a lot of different ways. Like, I'm taking care of my body better. I am on, like, a strict regimen of supplements, of doing healthy things for my body, of skincare, of cleanliness, and things that sometimes just, you know, I don't know, I fell by the wayside. I find myself not showering for 5 days. Not anymore. On top of that, I'm like keeping the house and the space very clean. I'm doing a lot of healthy cooking, and I'm fucking working on top of that. And I'm proud of myself, motherfuckers. I'm proud of myself because usually when I get busy in one aspect of my life, some other aspect gets put on the back burner. That can be fine, but I feel like as an adult, you really gotta learn how to juggle things. And I'm getting there. I'm getting better at time management. And part of what's helping me is I've just become obsessed with like organization. Organization of my things, of possessions, of documents, etc. Because I realized that I spend a lot of useless time looking for things or trying to fix a problem, whatever, you know, the cable isn't in the right place and I gotta look around for it and all that shit takes up time. So when you're busy, it helps so much to be fucking organized. I have gone through like every nook and cranny of this apartment to organize it, to make it nice so I can find shit when I need shit. And yeah, it feels good. It feels fucking good. I'm always the kind of person that like really likes a clean and organized space, but I don't necessarily have the energy to achieve that or to maintain it. But lately I've been feeling pretty good on the energy scale thing. Fuck, because there were a couple weeks there that were pretty fucking bleak. And I was like, oh my God, I am so tired all the time. No more, motherfuckers. No more. But yeah, it's also interesting to be like this domestic for once. I mean, I've always been cooking and cleaning, but I'm really in like an era of doing it fucking good. Like I am meal planning people and list making for the groceries. And I think I'm good at it. I think I'm doing a pretty good job. And it feels good to be like eating healthy and I don't know, living in a nice space for once. And it's funny, I was listening to a podcast the other day and they were talking about, let me see what the term is, perpetual tasks. And they were talking about how perpetual tasks become invisible and how in general, you know, a lot of times, not always, but a lot of times women are the ones doing these perpetual invisible tasks, you know, and that they can become, you know, there's an oversight. Like when the apartment is always clean and you never see the person cleaning, you just think it be, you know, I don't know, it the fairies did it or something. And that's one thing that can make, you know, being a person who takes care of the home or children kind of difficult and can make you feel not appreciated and can build resentment for you because it's not as concrete and visible as fucking, you know, going to work 9 to 5 and bringing in the money. Yeah, I was thinking in general, I think that it's a really good thing about my relationship with Alex. It's something that kind of annoys me at times where like he really likes words of affirmation like, oh wow, that's great. You did a good job. Thanks for doing that. I get tired of kind of doing that, but I think there's a lot of value in it because he does that to me too. He's like, wow, it looks really nice and clean in here. Thank you for this dinner. Thanks for folding my clothes. And I think that's really good. And I need to up my ante as far as being appreciative and expressing appreciation for what he does. Because nobody wants to get resentful or feel undervalued in a relationship. And I'm like really big on this thing lately about wanting to maintain like the longevity of our relationship. People, our 5-year anniversary is coming up, and in the grand scheme of things, it's not a long time to be together, but that's certainly the longest I've ever been with somebody. And I think a lot about how long-term relationships just morph with time, and how even our relationship is so different now than it was like a year ago. And especially as you settle into life together, it can be so easy to take each other for granted. And I don't want that shit. And I don't want that in any aspect of my life, but in my relationship, I don't want to roll over in bed one day and look at Alex and think like, not this again. Or, I don't know, you know, this is boring. Something like that. And it's fine to have moments of that because I think that's natural, especially when you're like very busy and caught up in life. But I like am so obsessed with overall trying to keep the appreciation for each other and like some level of excitement and novelty. I think one aspect that we could really work on is like, you know, trying new things together. Because that's really bonding. And from what I know about LTRs is that that is an important thing. To not only just have alone time, but to occasionally do, you know, new things with each other. Doesn't have to be like fucking skydiving or something super exciting, but it should be a little different. And Alex and I, we have a tendency to just like fucking, whenever we have free time, do the same thing. It's harder to like push ourselves to do new things. And whenever I'm out of the country, I'm fantasizing about all the new things I'm going to do here. And then whenever I'm here, I'm like, I don't wanna. Let's just do what we did last weekend. But I think that's unhealthy. So I gotta have a conversation with Alex about this. You know, I mean, we talk about it sometimes, but we don't necessarily do it. And I think it's just a good reminder that we need to fucking shake things up, do some different things, have some new experiences together. Stagnation is scary to me. Getting bored. As I've mentioned on here before, in all aspects of my life, being bored with something scares me so much. Being bored in my life, being bored with the people around me. And it is a genuine problem I have because I do lose interest in things easily with my ADHD. So yeah, that's what I'm thinking about today. And just remembering that the grass is not greener on the other side necessarily. You know how when you're in a relationship, you can't get enough of hearing about your friends' dating stories because you're like in this long-term relationship. And you think like it's so interesting and exciting to be out there dating. And then when you're fucking single and dating, all you want to do is be in a relationship. And then you get into a relationship and a couple months in, you're like, this is it for life? I mean, hopefully you don't have that feeling too much. But it does happen to you at some point where you start to be like, okay, I guess this is it. All I have to do to remind myself that I'm happy I'm not single is think about swiping on a dating app and how depressing it is and how much those interactions fucking suck. And the opposite is true too. If you are on the dating apps, try to tap into that sense of like endless possibility. I still have the opportunity to fall in love and meet somebody great. I still get to have these funny experiences with people and tell wacky dating stories to my married friends. And I get to fucking do whatever I want when I want it without considering anybody else. I think I'm gonna start a fucking gratitude journal, people. Maybe that would help me. Maybe that would help me. And probably we should all do that. I used to have this practice of saying what I was grateful for right before bed to myself, but I kind of fell out of the habit with that. But I think it's a really good thing to do, you know, because I just need to eradicate that fucking dissatisfaction that I have with whatever I'm doing, wherever I am. Sometimes the grass is not greener. Sometimes the grass is greener, but more often than not, the grass is brown as fuck on the other side, or half brown and half green. Alrighty, folks, that's all I have to say for today. As always, you can reach out to me at perfectlyflawcast@gmail.com or hit me up on TikTok, YouTube, and Instagram at perfectlyflawedcast. Bye.